Randall King finishing us out this hour. The 5 o'clock news sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where it's one below at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Pardons issued by President Trump for 1,500 January 6 rioters, getting both praise and criticism.
Reaction from congressional Republicans has been mixed. Many say they fully support the president's decision. A handful have offered muted criticism. In a memo to the Capitol Police Force obtained by ABC News, Chief Tom Manger laments that pardons have, quote, let violent criminals who attacked police officers off the hook. Manger, who does not serve at the pleasure of the president, added, quote, when people attack law enforcement officers, the criminals should be met with consequences, condemnation, and accountability.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Attorneys general from 22 states, along with the District of Columbia and nonprofit organizations, have filed multiple lawsuits alleging President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office says nearly 900 aid trucks entered Gaza today, the ceasefire deal holding after 3 days. This is ABC News. The only person charged in the 1990 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur now denied to move to toss out his case.
Dwayne Davis, known as Keefe D, went in front of a Las Vegas judge on Tuesday, arguing murder charges against him should be dismissed. But the judge was quick to deny his attempt, saying Davis has not given any proof of an immunity deal and that the state of Nevada has never offered him one. Davis claims charges should never have been filed because he had immunity agreements with police and that the whole case is a violation of his constitutional rights because it took 27 years to prosecute him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jules Pfeiffer has died. The Oscar and Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist and writer was 95. Pfeiffer authored plays, screenplays, children's books, and a long-running comic strip. His wife said he'd been ill for a few years, but was sharp, strong, and funny till the very end. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living and Leah Granzow Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agency, insurance designed with you in mind. Tonight's forecast will be mostly cloudy with scattered light snow, with breezy. It will be also breezy with wind chills from negative 15 to negative 20 degrees, with a low also being rising overnight. And today's weather stats, yesterday's high was 1 degree, with precipitation yesterday was a trace of snow. Today's high was 2 degrees. And today's morning low was negative 19 degrees. The record high for today was 53 degrees in 1967, and the record low was negative 30 degrees in 1984. Last year, we had a high of 22 degrees, a 20 degree differential, and the low was negative 12 degrees. The sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:27 a.m. Right now in Richland Center, it is negative 1 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a vehicle crash yesterday. Early Monday morning at approximately 3:24, the Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call stating that there was a vehicle that appeared to be involved in a rollover crash on Dieter Hollow Drive, just off Goplin Hill Road. Upon deputies' arrival, Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, was located trapped inside the vehicle with the vehicle on its side. Deputies were able to extract Crook to attempt life-saving measures. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office was assisted by Richland Fire and EMS. The crash is still under investigation by the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday as a result of the crash. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Staying warm in Wisconsin usually means a bulkier coat, but that may not be the best option for your children who still ride in a car seat. Melissa Kay has more.
Puffy coats may keep your little one warm, but they won't keep them safe in a car seat. Jamie Oswald, MD and Aspirus family medicine physician, said even if you think you've cinched the straps tight, there may be a significant gap because of the bulk of the coat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Dr. Oswald said once you have your child strapped into the car seat, you can put a blanket over them to keep them warm. If you want to check if their coat is thin enough to use in the car seat, strap them in with it on. Then take the child out, take the coat off, and put them back into the car seat without adjusting the straps. If the straps are snug, it's okay. If there's gaps, the coat is too thick.
Do not throw hot water on your frozen windows to de-ice them, no matter what the trendy internet hacks say. This is from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. They took to Facebook to remind people hot water, glass, and ice don't mix. Instead, use your defrosters and wait for the car to warm up. Then use a scraper to remove the ice and snow, and make sure to clear all windows, windshields, and mirrors for full visibility. A year-long facility renovation project will begin this month at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Issues critical to meet 21st century standards of care will be addressed by this $7.8 million renovation. Initially, the TRHC Board of Directors and Executive Management Team had planned for a replacement facility. However, that plan was delayed 8 to 10 years due to the increase in construction and material cost and not being able to design a building that would meet patient and staff needs while staying within budget. Over the past year, planning sessions have been held to discuss and determine what improvements, repairs, and modifications to the existing facility need to occur. The must-do scope is identified as select window replacement, limited exterior skin restoration, select roof replacement, parking lot replacement, a new emergency generator, light interior remodeling, med gas improvements, HVAC repairs and improvements, plumbing work, fire alarm upgrades, electrical corrections, code compliance items, select finishes upgrades, security access control improvements, and water and pest infiltration corrections. TRHC has retained the following project partners: BWBR as architect design firm, Market & Johnson Incorporated as construction manager, and MedCraft Healthcare Real Estate as project manager. The project is expected to continue through January of 2026, with little to no interruption to patient services. Can Democrats win back the American working class? One Wisconsin professor thinks so. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
If the Democratic Party wants Americans without college degrees to vote with them, then it needs to offer them something transformative for the nation's economy. So says UWGB professor and chair of Democracy and Justice Studies, John Shelton.
We need working Americans to see what it is that they deserve and that a party's actually fighting for those things and fighting with them. This isn't a sales job, right? I mean, this is building something together, and we have to do this over a sustained amount of time.
Shelton was a guest on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Republican lawmakers in battleground state Wisconsin want to change state law to allow candidates to remove their names from the ballot. This would address an issue that arose after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wanted to get off the presidential ballot last year, but couldn't. Kennedy last year wanted to get removed from Wisconsin and six other swing states after dropping his independent bid in late August and endorsing Republican Donald Trump in the tight contest. Wisconsin law did not allow Kennedy to get off the ballot, but a bill circulated today would allow candidates to ask to be removed. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford was in western Wisconsin yesterday to meet with potential voters. Crawford made visits to Richland Center and Viroqua. Earlier in the day, she was in southeastern Wisconsin. Crawford said her campaign was focused on protecting people's rights and upholding the Constitution. She'll face conservative-backed Brad Schimmel in the April 1st statewide election for the officially nonpartisan office. It's expected to be the most expensive judicial race in history. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked anglers to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species while fishing this winter. Even in harsh winter conditions, anglers can transport aquatic invasive species and fish diseases from one lake or river to another by emptying water from bait buckets and fish containers. When adding a lake or river water to these containers, diseases or critters may be along for the ride. That's why you should drain all lake and river water from bait buckets on site before leaving. Putting used bait back into your container could also increase the risk of spreading aquatic invasive species. Wisconsin fishing regulations state that up to 2 gallons of water may be used for transporting minnows. As long as no lake or river water has been added to the container, minnows may be used on a different water body. If lake or river water was added, the minnows cannot be used at other fishing locations and should be disposed of before going to a new site. Never dispose of unwanted bait in a lake or river and dispose of any worms in a closed container in the trash. Minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. No other fish can be held in the minnow container, and dead bait must be preserved in ways that do not require freezing or refrigeration. Before leaving your fishing spots, remove any mud or plant material clinging to gear, including sleds used to haul supplies. Some invasive aquatic plants flourish under the ice. Invasive critters hide in the mud, and zebra mussels often hitch rides on plants. Before and after you drop your line, remember to inspect all fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud. Remove all attached plants or animals. Drain all water from buckets and containers. Never move live fish away from a water body, and dispose of unwanted bait in the trash. Other rules regarding bait can be found in the current guide to Wisconsin Hook and Line Fishing Regulations. To learn more about invasive species and their impacts on Wisconsin's waters and economy, visit the DNR's Invasive Species webpage. Tributes to longtime Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker continue. Today is officially Bob Uecker Day in Janesville. The city said in a release that Janesville residents had their days made more enjoyable by listening to Bob Uecker call a baseball game. In addition, a downtown Janesville bridge will glow with blue and yellow lights matching the Brewers' colors. Another salute to Uecker has Marcus Theaters around Wisconsin screening the 1989 film Major League, in which Uecker plays announcer Harry Doyle. Admission for the January 24th through 30th showings will be $5.40. Observing Uecker's 54 seasons as the Brewers announcer. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. Uecker died last week at the age of 90. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is William Butteris.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family request you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca and Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca and Highland. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca. Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock next Tuesday, January 28th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, January 28th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a frigid cold one. It's been brutal out there, with cold weather advisory still in effect right now until midnight. That's for Sauk and Iowa counties. as temperatures are finally above zero. It's still not feeling like that, with blustery, breezy winds now out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. It's dragging our wind chills to really feeling anywhere from 15 to 20 below. That stays the case overnight tonight, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered light snow showers moving in. We're not looking at any major accumulations, just a trace, and a few flurries could still be lingering early tomorrow morning. Speaking of still lingering, those wind chills. While highs will climb to the low 20s, winds continue to stay feisty. This means wind chills, especially early in the morning, will start off at about 10 below and rise to highs feeling more like 5 below to near zero. Finally, the winds start to ease overnight tomorrow night. It'll be partly cloudy but cold, with overnight lows crashing back down to near zero. A chilly one on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-teens. And finally, for Friday, it may be a crisp morning starting off below zero, but temperatures will be increasing and clouds increasing as well, and highs reaching the mid-20s. And we get even warmer from there. Perfect timing on the weekend. Saturday will be the warmest day, with highs flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. It'll be seasonal and partly cloudy. Sunday will be a little bit more crisper and cooler, with highs in the mid-20s, but it'll be brighter with partly sunny skies. And next week, Monday, as we start the week off, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds, breezy winds, highs in the low 30s, and chances of snow moving in potentially late. So all in all, we're on the slow climb out of the cold snap. Yes, winds are still a pain, so they are still making it feel worse than it actually will be, but much more manageable by tomorrow afternoon through Thursday and then the weekend. Nice. But until then, it's still cold tonight, so stay warm and stay safe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Due to today's winter weather conditions, Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for help from its members. During weather like this, REC experiences a peak demand. Members are asked to help control this peak demand by avoiding the use of high energy appliances like engine heaters, electric clothes dryers, and portable heaters from now until later this evening. Those members with dual fuel and controlled electric water heaters can expect to have them controlled. Managing peak demand is another way REC and its members are working cooperatively for the benefit of all.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
The Wisconsin Badgers are one of the biggest movers in this week's college basketball poll. The rankings from USA Today Sports place coach Greg Gard's team at number 18. Wisconsin was outside the top 25 last week, but picked up two impressive Big Ten wins. Marquette dropped, but is still in the top 10 at number 10. The Golden Eagles were upset by Xavier last time out. The Badger men will take on UCLA. You can listen to that game tonight on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7 with a pregame time set for 7:30 p.m. In Marquette news, Marquette tries to rebound from its upset loss to Xavier when it visits Seton Hall for Big East conference game tonight. The team split the two games last season. The Golden Eagles have been the most successful team in conference games over the last four seasons with a record of 37-10, and UConn is next at 36-11. Tonight's tip-off is set for 7 o'clock p.m. at the Prudential Center in South Orange, New Jersey. Also in Marquette news, Marquette has promoted Mike Broker to take over as athletic director from the retiring Bill Skoll. University President Kimo Ayun announced the move Tuesday and said Broker will take over immediately as vice president and athletic director. Skoll, who has been Marquette's athletic director for the last decade, had announced in May he would retire as soon as the school decided on a successor. Broker has been at Marquette for the past 21 years and won his 18th year as deputy athletic director. In Brewers news, group tickets for Brewers regular season home games are on sale. Savings of up to 20% off a single game ticket are available. One offer returning for the 2025 season is the ability to buy loaded tickets. Purchasers get $1 in additional value for every $5 they spend on retail or concessions at American Family Field. The 2025 Major League Baseball season opener brings the Kansas City Royals to Milwaukee on March 31st. In national news, starting off in college football, the early betting favorite to win next year's national championship is Ohio State. The question nobody can really answer at this time is what sort of game will the Buckeyes or anyone else return to when they kick it off again 7 months from now? A college football program that won the title by spending lavishly and used the transfer portal judiciously joins everyone else in not knowing exactly what the rules will be in this rapidly changing game when next fall rolls around. Still, the Buckeyes are the early 9-2 favorite to win it all in 2025, according to BetMGM Sportsbook. In other college football news, Ryan Day deserved to feel vindication when he won a national championship less than 2 months after it seemed his Ohio State job was on the line. That relief only lasts so long. Day made that clear when it was suggested to him that Monday night's 34-23 national championship game victory over Notre Dame meant he would feel less pressure to win big in the 2025 season. Leading the Buckeyes to their first national title since 2014 earned Day redemption when so many questioned his ability to win the big game following his fourth straight loss to Michigan. For baseball's Hall of Fame, and CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, and Carlos Beltran also could be elected when results of the writers' voting are announced. Anyone receiving the required 75% of the Baseball's Writers Association of America will be inducted into the Hall on July 27th along with Dave Parker and Dick Allen, voted in last month by the Classic Era Committee. Rivera was the only player to get a 100% vote from the BBWAA, appearing on all 425 ballots in 2019. In NFL news, there were several calls in the NFL's divisional round of the playoffs that drew scrutiny from broadcasters and fans alike over the weekend. Several of them occurred in the Texans-Chiefs game and had broadcasters Troy Aikman and Joe Buck discussing the need for the NFL to tweak the rulebook in the offseason. And there was one non-call that stood out when Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes appeared to flop as he was taped by a defender when he pulled up just before going out of bounds on a scramble. Aikman suggested the league should crack down on such plays. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America. It's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air. All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
All during the month of January, the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society and All About Pets is offering tips on what you can do to keep both you and your pets safe and warm during Wisconsin's cold winter months. Here are this week's tips. First, just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that you and your pet need to become couch potatoes. Keep both yourself and your pet as active as possible, both indoors and out. Second, winter is not the time to shave your dog or cat. However, matted hair allows cold air to reach your pet's skin. So carefully and gently comb out any clumped hair or seek the help of a professional groomer. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are higher Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were sharply higher on speculative and technical buying. The Trump administration says it is not applying any new tariffs to China yet. There are early harvest delays and reports of lower than expected yield in parts of central Brazil. March beans were up 33 and a quarter at 1067 and a quarter. May was 33 higher at 1077 and three quarters. March soybean meal is up 1380 at 311. March soybean oil is 8 points higher at 4577. Corn was up on speculative and technical buying, but did fail to break overhead resistance. Weekend rainfall totals in South America were mixed and generally light, missing some of the drier areas. Any new tariffs on Canada and Mexico will reportedly be delayed until February 1st. March corn was 5 3/4 higher at 490, and May was up 6 3/4 at 499 3/4. And wheat was higher on commercial and technical buying. The dollar was down sharply during the session, and that could help U.S. export demand. Bitterly cold weather in parts of the Midwest and Plains could lead to some winter kill. March Chicago was 20 higher at 558 and three quarters. March Kansas City was up 27 at 575 and a half. March Minneapolis wheat was 21 higher at 604 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. February live is up 30 at 197.05, and April was down 17 at 197.32. March feeders were 80 lower at 267.25. April was down $1.65 at 266.47. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the steady to firm cash, and the modestly lower midday move in pork. February was up 7 at 81.20. April lean was down $1.62 at 86.70. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
And the thing really works.
We can secure our world. You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it.
Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you think, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Cash cattle trade activity developed late in the day Tuesday. Live deals in parts of the South were at $201, fully steady with the previous week's business. The North remained very quiet. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef closed mix on light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.11 at $3.3205. Select closed 11 cents higher at $3.1955. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed, barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 58 cents with a weighted average of 79.75. The Iowa Minnesota was 61 cents lower with a weighted average of 79.78. And the Western Corn Belt down 55 cents with a weighted average of 79.84. Pork values closed lower, down $1.49 at 90.82. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 12,000 on the week and up about 10,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag economist says he doesn't expect the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in the short term. University of Missouri's Ben Brown.
Inflation directly impact most farmers through the expectations of interest rates. And I don't think anything in this data signals that the Fed's going to move forward with interest rate cuts here, that maybe their next couple of meetings, certainly not their meeting in January.
We'll have more news coming up next.
It's great to catch up, Jamie.
Yeah.
How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Does that include my cafe?
There are some exemptions for certain companies, but don't worry. There's lots of guidance on the government's website about who needs to file. Check out fincen.gov/BOI. Filing is easy and free. It took me less than 20 minutes.
Looks like I do have to file. Thanks, Jamie. It's great having a supportive business community.
Reporting beneficial ownership information helps protect U.S. national security. Filing is quick, secure, and free. And it's the law. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he's optimistic President Trump's tariff talk remains a bargaining tool. Mark Isley ranches in Wyoming.
I'm hoping he's using this as leverage, trying to get a better deal, get some things he wants. I think part of it with Mexico is definitely the border.
An ag researcher says farmers can benefit the most if all conservation practices incentivized through the 45Z tax credit are in place. Michigan State University's Bruno Basso.
Ideally, a farmer will choose areas where corn is highly productive and it can be productive with less input.
Iowa-based ag cooperative Landis has announced a round of layoffs within the company. A Landis spokesperson tells Brownfield they recently cut less than 10% of their team members to meet the demands of the changing ag retail environment. The spokesperson said the exact number of workers impacted was not available. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hester with Tipsock Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $175 a ton, and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Sioux Cabin Pen Hay Feeder 7x16-foot gooseneck stock trailer will be on next week's hay sale. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction coming soon. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Finding good employees is hard, and keeping them is harder, especially if the farm is relying on foreign labor using visa programs. Lately, farming operations have been experiencing many more problems with the TN visa program. We'll get an update on what's happening from Karen Geffert with the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative next on Managing for Profit.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Farms have seen an uptick in the number of denials for foreign farm worker visas, including the three-year TN visas used for trained professionals like veterinarians and herd managers. Karen Geffert from the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative says the denials are making the labor shortage even worse.
When we talk to our dairy farmer members, the number one issue that comes up is immigration and labor force. And recently, we've been getting calls from our members and starting to dig into the TN visa. So the TN visa is authorized by the USMCA, and it allows for professionally educated folks to come in and work on dairy farms. And there's a host of different position categories that they can apply for: animal breeder, animal scientist, agricultural engineer, so professional type positions on farms, and they can come and work on a three-year TN visa. And so what we started to get calls about was farms that had used these TN visas and used them for 3 to 4 years and are going through the renewal process or bringing in new candidates are finding that they're being denied. And the denials are, you know, for candidates who are already here, who are already doing the job, and they've never had these denials before. So they called us and said, why? So we started digging into that, having conversations with other agricultural livestock groups. And what we found is the pork industry is also going through this from a livestock side of things. And so we started working together and gathering information. And then we took that to Congress and we said, hey, we've got a problem. And the pork industry brought some folks from the consular's office to the United States to go to a hog facility and to look at what these TN visa holders are doing on farms, to understand, be their boots on the ground. And then that education, that real life experience goes a long way. So from a dairy side of things, that's something that we're going to be working on. The denial rates are still there. We are slowly seeing a trend change, and I would say it's very slow. And we don't anticipate that these changes are going to happen overnight. They're not going to be dramatic. And will they go back to the rates in which they were before? Likely not. But if we can do some education and some outreach and make some really good fundamental changes now, that hopefully will build that program so that we don't have this all of a sudden drop off of approvals in the future.
That's Karen Geffert, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
WRCO.
Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
and I get a pole. We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is the good day to say goodbye. Friday night, the week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who overturned the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who overturned the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
100.9 WRCO. The sun is shining on us. I think I'm in love. Mystifying, I just can't get enough of you. Words and tickets stop. Better love. Take me to your hometown. We can settle down. I could get used to this. Next thing I know, everything changes. Just like that. Everything changes. A fact. fair. Not a cloud in the sky, no end in sight. No need to fight. Take my advice. You don't have to be right. Put it aside.
What you see, all those what's on your mind. When you see me pull up in your drive, do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me.